Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. We would like to align ourselves with a statement made by Indonesia on behalf of the NAM that are members of the NPT. The NPT promotes the development of peaceful uses of nuclear energy. This provides a framework of confidence, of trust, and cooperation in this such uses can take place. We reaffirm the inalienable right of all parties to the NPT to undertake investigation, production, and use of nuclear energy with peaceful ends. This must ensure fully nuclear technology transfer for peaceful ends in a non-discriminatory manner. It must be without export controls and difficulties that are onerous for developing countries. Our country reiterates that Article 4 of the NPT is fully in force. We reject any intent to place conditions beyond those established in the treaty of that right. We cannot subject the full enjoyment of Article 4 to proposals such as compulsory ratification of the additional protocol to the safeguards agreements, to have access to technical assistance and cooperation and technology transfer in the nuclear field, or limitations to states parties in accessing the nuclear fuel cycle or possessing installations for enrichment or reprocessing of uranium. The questioning of the development of programs for the peaceful use of energy contradict the spirit and the letter of the NPT. Further, they are an obstacle to the full compliance and effective compliance with the mandate granted to the AIEA. President, since 1977, we saw the first technical cooperation program for Cuba between Cuba and the IAEA. This has been ongoing and fluid in its cooperation. The results have often have brought progress in, for example, radiotherapy, radiology, nuclear medicine, an increase in the quality and production of radiopharmaceutical products and other products, as well as bringing an improvement in the nuclear laboratories nationally, and the honing of other applications in nuclear technology and agriculture, hydrology, and industry. All of these Cuban programs have been strictly peaceful and have been under rigorous controls and monitoring by the IAEA. We are concerned over the pressure on developing countries through excessive restrictions and on exports of material equipment and nuclear technology for peaceful uses. The agreements on export controls for non-proliferation should be transparent and open to the participation of all states. The goal should be to not bring restrictions on access to materials, equipment, and technology for peaceful uses as required by developing countries. The best way to address the concerns of proliferation is through multilaterally negotiated agreements in the UN. These are universal, broad, and non-discriminatory. President, we oppose the imposition of restrictions to the access to materials, equipment, and technology for peaceful uses required by developing countries. One example of this is the unfair and criminal economic trade and financial blockade that is in place and strengthened by the United States against Cuba. This affects the use of nuclear energy in medical treatment against cancer, for example. As a result of this blockade, we have seen still in place and an increase in difficulties faced by the Secretariat of the IAEA when it comes to acquiring scientific equipment approved in Cuban projects. The companies of the United States of America or those that are participating have U.S. capital in them cannot sell this equipment to us for the real possibility of sanctions. This, given the extraterritorial nature of this policy. As a result, it is necessary to buy equipment in faraway places. In recognizing the work and the efforts of the IAEA, we ratify our conviction that that technical cooperation of the organization should be free of political conditions. This is established in its statutes. It is only thus that we can effectively implement our NPT Article 4. This is a vital importance for developing countries and small island developing states such as ours. I thank you.